go through college and have all the education.
Is that changing now? Are more kids going off to college, you think?
Well, a lot of kids are going to college, you know, whether they're learning anything or not, I don't know, it's something else. But and of course, with the government lending them money, I mean, I think if they're really serious about learning, I think they have a good chance today. I really think it's wide open for them.
What do kids do if they stay here? What kind of work do they do?
Well, I don't know if they work. They just get in a lot of trouble.
Is there a big business here now at all? I mean, there used to be the mining. Is there a big industry here now at all? Any industry presence?
It's mostly welfare and, there's Social Security.
Yeah.
And, well, then we have the people who work at the nursing home, the people who work at the police department, and all these business, the banks.
Okay.
But it's nothing like what it used to be. When the mine was open,
right.
There was just money flowing around. And
so that was, it's mostly
it was big, yeah, it was big. And then all those camps, they had a lot of people living in them.
Mm-hmm. Priscilla was telling me about a big event you had this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
The historic Trinette Historical. We usually have this picnic once a year,
mm-hmm.
and it's always on the 30th of July, the end of July.
Okay,
and we had about 350 people. And I think three, four class reunions. Now, last week there was two, three class reunions, all school.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we had, they were business people here. They used to make and sell homemade candy.
Yeah.
And then the had a reunion. And who else? There was somebody else that, like I say, there was so many people. And it was all upstairs. Have you been upstairs?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
There's an upstairs.
No, I mean, it was in the balloon.
Oh.
See,
okay.
If you'd go to the corner and walk over,
yeah.
Then you could see all the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And they had tables set all out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they gave out certificates for different families that their mm-hmm. families were here for 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
I got one last year for the Mollus.
Right.
I'm very, very proud of it,
yeah,
yes. But then, of course, if you're going to do this, you have to take a lot of studying, and you have to get the birth certificates, and you have to prove that these people were here, and you have to know all this history.
Right.
But once you do and you get this certificate for the 100th year, it's quite an honor.
That's
it great. Really is.
Yeah, that sounds like.
And this just started maybe about a couple years ago, I would say, a couple, two, 3 years ago that they started giving out these
the certificates.
Mm-hmm.
But the historic
mm-hmm.
thing has gone for a while. That
and mm-hmm. and every year, and anybody can belong if you want to join the historical. You just
that.
Pay your dues and. And then when we have our picnic, they'll send you a notice that our
kids
come to Trinidad. And you'd be surprised, all the people that haven't seen each other for years or a few years, and they're just so happy to see each other. And
sounds like a great thing.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's quite the event of the year.
You mentioned. Were there other organizations like that in Trinidad, or are there
still? This is a family.